flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Dallas Cowboys, who have been thinking of hiring Brian Schottenheimer, I think the report earlier was they're very close to hiring Brian Schottenheimer. There's interest now in Pete Carroll. And according to the Dallas Star-Telegram, Jerry Jones and Pete Carroll have spoken. See, that's bad. If you're a Giant fan, that's not good. You don't want Pete Carroll in the NFC East. Can't have that.
Why?
Because he's a good coach. He's a Super Bowl-winning coach. The Cowboys become competent.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I mean, I have no idea what the long-term viability of Pete Carroll is.
I think in the short term, though, you're right, because Pete's older. I don't know how long he wants to coach.
Right.
But for the next 3 or 4 years, don't the Cowboys have a better chance of winning?
In theory.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, well, that's what I'm saying.
I mean.
You're very skeptical.
He's been retired for a year, went to college.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know why that would excite you.
Well, no, nothing excites me. I look at it as the Cowboys have a better chance to win and be functional if Pete Carroll is their head coach versus Brian Schottenheimer.
Did they not win last year?
Last year they did not
win. Or 2 years ago? Weren't they functional then?
They did. Pete Carroll's better.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
When was the last time Pete won a Super Bowl?
It's been a while. And he also blew a Super Bowl, or at least he was the head coach involved in blowing a Super Bowl. Oh, look at you.
Did it feel like it was getting better at the end and it just he ran its time? Or did it feel like it was time?
I thought actually at the end in Seattle, he was doing a pretty good job of keeping them sort of decent, even though they didn't have the talent anymore. Like, think about it. Geno Smith was their quarterback. Mm. The Legion of Boom wasn't there anymore. So while they weren't a championship team, I thought he was still good. I thought he still knew what he was doing. How about you, Sean? Does that scare you? Tiki's like, bring him on.
No, I think you're both right and wrong here. It's not about, Pete Carroll, fine, and I'm with Tiki. I'd be semi-skeptical. I'm excited for Brian Schottenheimer as a Giants fan. So any name other than Brian Schottenheimer now, I'm like, no, don't double think this. Just hire Brian Schottenheimer.
<I got you. laughs>
That's where I'm at.
All right.
We need a win in January, Evan. The Cowboys are our only hope.
I'll make you this prediction. This will not happen now. Because the more I think about Jerry Jones, the more I think he's not going to want a star the way Pete Carroll is a star. He's a star head coach. And I don't know if he's going to want to deal with that.
Mm.
I think he's going to want to have that controlling little shoddy.
Unless Jerry's tired of being old and he wants somebody else older to be in charge.
Is Pete Carroll older, though? I don't think so.
They might as well.
I don't think so. Pete's only 73.
I think Jerry Jones is so old, he calls Pete Carroll son. He's like, come here, son.
Wow.
I mean, it's true. Am I wrong? Anyhow, here is your very first Morashian Cinco in almost a week. Cinco de Fargo.
That's all right. Let's go. By the way, Evan, one quick correction from earlier in the show because it's been bothering me. It is 3 months until the draft, not four. Three.
Oh, yeah, my math is wrong because I counted the number, and I can't count the number. You got to go one to two, two to three, three to four. That gets you to April.
Right.
Okay. That being said, Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything, everywhere, and by Mercedes-Benz of Morristown. Visit us online at 888thebenz.com. All right. Here we go. I'm here to give you, in my opinion, the five New York fakes of all time.
Here we go!
Number five.
Fake Sean. Nice two-bit hack job by Tommy. It got laughs. Good little golf clap. Number five. Here we go.
Number four.
Grimace. The Mets rallied around something that's not a person or an animal. Instead, it was some stoner in a costume from the now closed-down Party City. Let's go.
Wow. Number three.
You really are in a very angry mood today.
Right.
The number three fakest thing in New York ever, Evan's claims at past girlfriends. Pre-dating apps, where's the proof? Here we go.
Number two.
The fakest thing in New York, number two, Bill Belichick's Jets head coaching tenure. How about all those games coached, Ev? What was the record?
What?
Because he was coach and then he didn't coach a game.
I get that, but like, well, Carlos Beltran's Mets managerial record, too. We're going to throw
Well, that didn't make the list. And last but not least.
Number one.
The number one fakest thing in New York all time, the 2024 uncrowned champion Knicks parade. Fake titles are fun for everybody, huh? That's Cinco de Fivo, five things that are fake.
That was a bitter Cinco.
It really was. You had a lot of built-up aggression.
That's what happens when you stew in the basement with all that brick around you.
I mean,
you're right. It's actually fake brick. It's wallpaper.
We didn't keep you at home. We didn't say you're not allowed to come in. You were sick. We respected that. It's almost like you're mad at us that you missed a few days.
I am mad at you. I'm mad at fake Sean more than anything.
The
and I'm mad at
it. They got another point last night.
I'm mad at his success, and it is now stewed with me. So I just reminded that, you know, fake Sean wasn't the only thing. There were four other things faker, including your girlfriend list and then his stupid Knicks championship.
Listen, here's the reality, and this is true in all walks of life.
By the way, I didn't shoot at Tiki. I was scared of what would happen.
You miss a day of work, there's risk involved. There's that's why Wally Pip is a thing. Like,
I'm aware.
I had COVID last week or 2 weeks ago. I didn't want to miss a day. What if you guys did such a great show, I get a call from the architect, you're no longer needed. Mm. All of a sudden, I'm only doing a Rico.
It's just harder to take the name off the marquee.
That's true. It costs money. So they're like, yeah, we'll let that stay.
Fair point. Fair point.
So what you did is, we missed you. I love you, Sean. Yeah, a lot to the show, but fake Sean was awesome.
Put the magic dragon, the Hanalei.
In fact, fake Sean, what's your opinion on the Alonso thing? Do you think he's going to re-sign with the Mets?
That bozo doofus is not going to sign with the Mets. He looks like everybody in that seven-line Virgin Army. There's no way he's going to be back. He's going to be a Taranto. And guess what? This is my message to that loser Loogie. You will always be little brother in this town.
It sucks because it's a lot of the stuff I would say.
I know. That's what's most amazing about it, Sean. It's like, wow, it's like he's pulling this right out of Sean's head.
It's amazing. He knows you well. I don't know if you guys know this, but Tommy and Sean have been like friends for a long time. And because of that, Tommy knows him really well.
And Connor has also alerted me to something. He's planted a little bit of a seed that now I'm worried about. The last time I was seen healthy anywhere was at Tommy Lugauer's apartment Saturday night during the Commanders-Lions game. I started to feel like real crap on the ride home from his place. And Connor has now got me hip to the idea, did Tommy get me sick in the walls of his own apartment so he could birth fake Sean and have a big rise to stardom?
Yes.
Wow.
That's what generational talents do.
Right. He slipped something in one of your beers.
Generational talent.
I didn't even have beers because I drove. I don't know what he did. He ordered this weird pizza. I don't know what's going on.
I think he may have given you a special pizza.
Right.
And it worked out very well.
Little droplets of anthrax on
That's
there.
That's right.
Just enough to make you sick but not kill you.
You're right.
Yeah. And as long as I'm on this topic, Islander fans, please submit now. Tomorrow's Cinco is going to be the five greatest number 15s in New York sports history to honor the great Vince Carter. So if you have some kind of 15, please submit it now so there's not any kind of controversy.
Hey, buddy. That's right. Vince Carter's getting his number retired on Saturday. Are you going to that game, by the way?
It looks like I'm going to have to wave it off.
Oh, come on. You're missing the retirement of VC.
Dude, it has been a week from hell in my house. And I just don't know if I'm out of the woods flu-wise with my wife and other kid where I'm going to have to take care
of you. Well, I do want to give people info on this because I'm going to VC night, and I found this out while we were at Barclays Center. So for those that are going, you'll appreciate this information. The retirement ceremony is at halftime, which I thought was really interesting.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that changes things. Okay.
That changes things?
Well, you know, if I maybe I missed tip and I get there in the building, well, you know, I could take care of some stuff.
That's why I wanted to get that information out there because I'm doing a lot of things on Saturday. It's amazing day. More on that in a minute out at Citi Field. I got things with my kids.
You're going to be late to tip?
No, I'm not going to be late to tip, but I was worried about, well, if I pull up at 5:15 and I can't find a spot, am I going to miss the beginning of the ceremony because the game starts at 6? So I thought ceremony's at 5:30.
Yeah.
When I found out, okay, the ceremony's at halftime, the pressure's off. Right. I'll probably make tip, but now I don't have to worry about it. So if you're headed out to Barclays on Saturday, just know the ceremony to honor Vince Carter is at halftime, which I think is a great idea, as Tiki will tell you, because the security lines at Barclays Center make sure that nobody's there when games are starting.
It is brutal, that security line.
Yeah.
But what was the halftime show this past one?
It was a tribute good. To Dr. King.
Yeah, but I didn't catch the name of the dancers, but they were great.
Yeah, they did. I mean, some of the moves they were doing.
I know.
I was like, I didn't even know you could physically do that.
Right. Right.
It was great.
So their halftime shows are actually pretty entertaining.
Oh, yeah. And because I sit upstairs, as you guys see, there's no room to walk around. Mm-hmm. So at halftime, I'm always in my seat. I never leave because what am I going to do? Wait on a line for a bathroom? Yeah. Pain in the ass.
Go get a beer.
Or go get a beer.
They are the Brooklyn Nets.
That's what they're called? Oh, they were great.
And I'm going to give Krisha a shout out. She organized that whole halftime show for MLK Day. She gave me.
Oh,
nice. Look at that.
My daughter's best friend's mom.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'll tell you a true story
They did a fantastic job.
True story about Tiki Barber. He was going to leave at halftime, which he did. He stayed for the halftime show, watched it, was like, that was really awesome. Okay, now I'm leaving.
So he
watched the whole show.
Right. Well, we saw them warming up.
Right.
Like, if you were listening to us on, what day was that?
Tuesday.
If you're listening to us on Tuesday, you kept hearing this blasting of John Legend singing Glory.
Right.
That was the warm-up for the show. So in the breaks, I would watch them. I was like, man, this is going to be awesome.
Oh, so you had a heads up on how good
So I had
been.
A heads up on what it was going to be.
Yeah, it was a great show.
So I waited until they performed, paid my respects, clapped, and I said, I'm out.
And then left. And then we'll miss the Nets' great comeback to only lose.
It was close.
Now, Saturday's amazing day. And this idea was put in my head by Samuel, who sent me an email a couple of days ago in the Rico. And he said, and I want to take his idea, but I want to make it even better. I want to morph it up. I want to McMahonify it. Actually, I take that back. We don't do McMahon anymore. I want to Paul Levesque it now, okay? Saturday at Amazing Day, Steve Cohen takes over the PA system, and there's a curtain. And he says, ladies and gentlemen, thank you guys so much for coming to Amazing Day. We're very excited for the upcoming season, and I had a surprise for you. And the crowd's like, oh, a surprise! And he rips the curtain off, and there's Pete Alonso, who grabs a microphone, and we know he likes being in front of a camera. Remember those comedy shows? Mm-hmm. And he says, I'm back, baby! LFGM! Oh! And he goes crazy, and he jumps into the crowd. What do you guys think?
That'd be great as long as David Stearns decides that that's what he wants.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It's a small problem. David Stearns is not going to offer him $75 million or six or whatever the heck it is. Well, the best the Blue Jays offer.
What I was hoping is that this whole Pete Alonso standoff thing was a ploy. It wasn't a real thing. It was all just a buildup so that on Amazing Day, they could have the surprise entry to the Royal Rumble. It's Pete Alonso walking through the door and saying, I'm staying in New York, Met. What you're trying to tell me is that is not
happening? It's still a possibility because he hasn't officially signed anywhere else yet. But I haven't heard anything about the Mets furthering their offer or having more negotiations.
Yeah, by the way, Sean, you screwed up. And I did not think of this, but this is screwed up.
Is it the same thing I'm getting multiple tweets on because
yes.
I'm kidding myself?
Is it about the fake list that you made?
Yes, and it's pissing me off
so
badly.
Okay, before you say anything, I have to admit, it didn't even pop into my head.
Oh.
But Sean Morash comes back, does a list on the how did you label it? The five worst fakes
The worst fakes in New York? Or
yeah, I don't even know what it was labeled. It was the fakest things.
Okay, the fakest things in New York. Now, I want Tiki to figure out what Sean missed, and I'm going to give you some hints.
Okay.
Oh.
Beningo referenced it. A caller referenced it. And what has been the main topic on our show and WFAN for the last 2 days? It's been
Aaron Glenn.
Oh, okay. Aaron Glenn.
Yeah.
Okay. What did Joe say? What did a caller say? Aaron Glenn, fakest things in New York sports. Sean could have had a chart-topping number one to the fakest things in New York sports history. Have you figured it out yet?
No, I haven't.
All right, Sean. Just let him know.
Tell me.
Johan's no-hitter.
No.
Oh, that's the one I'm getting multiple tweets on, that it would have killed you, that it was a fake no-hitter.
That would have killed me. Yes, I'll table that. Sure, Sean, that would have killed me. That's not what you missed.
Oh, what'd I miss?
The fake spike! You had Aaron Glenn queued up.
Yeah,
he was the corner in the fake spike game.
That's good, too.
That's two that you missed.
Wait, what did you word it as? The fakest?
The fakest things in New York sports. And it was just my way of pissing off Evan and Loogie because they pissed me off.
Yeah, but that one's like...
You don't think fake spike works? It's the biggest fake thing in the history of New York sports.
I think it feels like an unnecessary troll.
Well, who are we talking about?
I attacked Evan's fake girlfriend list.
Yes.
I mean, the whole thing was an unnecessary troll.
Yeah, but it's one thing to troll Evan. It's another to troll an entire fan base. One of the most painful moments of their existence.
Are you
new to working with me?
You will always be little brother in this town.
To be fair, though, I really like Aaron Glenn. Would not be the day to bring that up for Aaron Glenn. But it's a good one. I'm more pissed at the Johan no hitter because that set you off.
That would have pissed me off. That would have pissed me off a lot more than the fake girlfriend thing, because guess what? That one's true, so that's easy.
Right.
The Johan no hitter.
Instead, he took shots at an amorphous blob.
You're right. And you know why else I'm pissed about the Johan no hitter? Because as I'm lying there in a fever dream on Monday, I went to flip on our show on TV because I didn't have the app. And we weren't on, I guess, because of Martin Luther King Day.
It was a federal holiday, yes.
And it was Johan's no-hitter.
No, it wasn't.
Wait a second. We got bumped for Johan's no-hitter?
I swear to you. I looked down at the time, and it was 4:45, and I was like, oh, I wonder what
they're
talking
about. I don't
know
if I should be proud or mad, because I love the Johan no-hitter, but I always get made fun of for it.
I didn't know we weren't on TV, and I saw it was 2 minutes of the Johan no-hitter, and I said, forget this. I'm going back to bed.
Look, I love you, Sean, and I've missed you. You get too lazy with these singles.
No, that's just a missed opportunity. That's not a lazy.
See,
lazy claim. That's a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I agree. It's more missed opportunity.
Okay.
It's more missed opportunity. And again, I'm stressing, Islander fans, number 15, submit them now.
Let's go to Brian calling from New Jersey. How are you, Brian?
Good. How you guys doing?
What's up?
Good.
Tiki, huge fan.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you.
I just want to point out, you guys were talking about Evan's history on betting. If he switches over to the Bills and they lose again in the Super Bowl, that'll be five losses versus five NFC East teams. And if they lose to the Eagles, they would have lost the Super Bowl to every single one of them.
That's what I was thinking. You know, as you said that, I was like, they've lost to Washington, they lost to the Giants, and they lost to Dallas twice.
Wow.
So you're right. If it is Philadelphia, they would have lost to the entire NFC East and will have won nothing.
Wow.
That's the worst part, that they would have won nothing. Yeah, that's good to have in the back of my mind. I don't want Buffalo, Philadelphia selfishly, because I just don't like either team. And the worst thing in sports is when there's a game featuring two teams that you really dislike.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when the Braves and the Phillies would play in the playoffs, and I'm like, oh, my God, I had to lose.
Was that was last on your list?
Yeah, it was definitely last on my list. Now, I think it has a chance of happening, obviously, and I told you I made that bet of it happening, but I certainly don't want to see it happen, that's for sure. Let's go to Chris on Long Island. How are you, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks. I'm a 38-year-old Mets fan, and with this Alonso news, I got to tell you, my blood is boiling, not only at the Mets for possibly letting him go, because we're not a better team next year without him, but I'm enraged that any fans who are accepting it, and the idea of booing him at Citi Field, that is the most ridiculous thing I have ever heard. Mets fans, and I'm one of them, don't know how good we have it until it's gone. You think back in all the years of mediocrity at first base. I tell you, if Alonso's with the Blue Jays on opening day, I'll be cheering him on and his success. And if he hits a home run off of us, I'm going to feel the same way I did when Piazza came back to Shea Stadium with the Padres and hit two home runs. And I was happy for him.
See, that, I agree with a lot of what you said, too. You got to that last part. Because when Mike hit those home runs and he almost had third, people forget that. I wasn't happy because once the game starts, I want to win.
Right.
Like, I'll appreciate you and I'll thank you for what you did. But once the game starts, I want to beat you.
You're the enemy. You're now on the other side.
I don't remember this. I was way too young. When they lost Daryl Strawberry, a lot of the blame was on Frank Cashin and the Mets, and some of it was on Daryl. But when Daryl came back as a Dodger, there were a lot of boos. It wasn't all cheers for Daryl Strawberry. It was a very mixed reaction, and a lot of them were boos. I think where you go matters. And this goes all the way back to you're dead to us.
Yeah.
It matters where you go. And it doesn't mean you're not allowed to go to a place. It just means when you go to that place, there are repercussions.
Yeah, you become the enemy.
Yes.
In a major way.
The Dodgers were the enemy. Remember, mm-hmm. the Mets lost to the Dodgers a few years earlier in the NLCS. If he goes to Toronto, a team that means nothing to us, they just happen to be a team that they're playing on the home opener.
Yeah.
I do think it lessens the boo reaction. Because if he goes to Atlanta or Philadelphia, of course it may be different.
But it also, because it's so early. I mean, it's the first series. It's so early.
It's opening day.
Exactly. What else can you do but have love for him because of the history?
And even if you blame him for the breakup, doesn't mean that you need to boo him.
Yeah.
Because I am going to blame a lot of him and Scott Boras, on this breakup. But that doesn't mean when he comes back, I'm going to say, screw you, I'm going to boo you. He was a great Met. Mm-hmm. He was a very good Met. Great Met, maybe too. Very, very good Met.
Right.
And I think, because I'm trying to be honest about where my brain is on this, I'm going to be disappointed when he signs somewhere else. I'll make that clear. I'm not sugarcoating that. But I'm not going to be as devastated as I thought I would have been a year ago. And I want to tell you why. It has nothing to do with Pete. The Mets have made this so obvious for a while now that even if they keep him, he's not a lifelong Met. He's not.
Yeah.
If they announced today, 3-year deal, opt out after year one, I'd be excited, but I would never say to you, all right, he's a lifelong Met. He's not.
Mm-hmm.
He's a temporary Met.
Yeah.
And so since I already know, no matter how this ends, he's not going to be a lifelong Met, my disappointment is going to be more about not having him on the team than it is losing another franchise icon, because I've already lost the franchise icon.
Unless he signs a 3-year deal with the opt-out, doesn't opt out, and at 34 years old says, you know what, that's a career for me. I'm good.
That's not
I don't want to play anywhere else. No, it's not going to happen, but that's the way you mitigate that.
Right.
And retire as a Met.
Would you agree, though, as we sit here today, even if they re-sign him, they sign him to a 1-year deal, 2-year deal, the odds of him being a lifelong Met are slim to none.
Not there, because when he comes back around for the next contract at 33 or 4 years old, there's absolutely no way David Stearns is re-signing him.
Zero.
Now, unless it's a uber team-friendly deal.
Right.
I don't know, $12 million, like a Paul Goldschmidt deal, right, for a couple of 1 year, and then we'll play it by ear every year going forward until we decide we want to do this anymore. But that's so weird to do in baseball. You see it sometimes in other sports. Like Rondé did that for a lot of years with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You want to play still? Sure. We still like you. We still think you can play. We'll do a 1-year deal. He did it until he retired. But I it doesn't usually happen that way in baseball.
No, I agree. By the way, welcome back, Evan and Tiki. How we doing today? It's a beautiful Thursday in New York City.
No, it's not. It's freezing outside. You know, what are you talking about, Evan?
Here's the way I look at life, Tiki. Every day is a beautiful day because every day is a gift. You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, yes, is it beautiful in terms of temperature? No, it's not. It's horrible, like you said. But in terms of we're living, we're free, we're living in the greatest country of them all. The Knicks don't play tonight, which means they can't lose. Did the Rangers play tonight, Sean? I forgot.
Yes, they do, Evan, and they don't lose anymore, just so you know.
Oh, yeah, they've been red hot. I heard Igor Shesterkin wants to fight everybody. That's what I've heard.
Yes, he is, and maybe he'll fight somebody tonight.
Yeah, so it's just life is good. But let me just complain about one thing. The NFL honors is going to occur next week. That's when they announce the awards, the Hall of Fame, all that stuff. So they announced the finalists for a lot of these awards.
Yes.
The finalist for Comeback Player of the Year really annoys me.
Who is it?
It's not Aaron Rodgers. He's not even one of the finalists. There are 5 finalists. And Aaron Rodgers, who tore his Achilles last year.
Right, at 39.
At 39, came back at age 40.
And threw for what? How many yards did he throw
Put
for?
Put up pretty damn
3,800 yards or
something?
Yeah.
Like, his numbers were respectable. I'm not telling you he was a Pro Bowler or anything like that. But here are the 5 finalists. Joe Burrow, Sam Darnold, J.K. Dobbins, Christian Gonzalez, and DeMar Hamlin, who I think won last year.
Oh. Flacco won last year.
Flacco did?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So But Hamlin's a finalist 2 years in a row.
You can't come back from death twice.
well put.
I mean, come on. I love DeMar Hamlin. What are we doing?
Didn't they change this to be only coming back from injury?
There was like a caveat to it that emerged halfway through the year with Sam Darnold that nobody had read into. I got to look back into it.
Yeah, but what's the caveat with Sam then? He wasn't hurt last year, was he?
He was bad.
Well, look, most improved is an award, and we have that in the NBA.
Yeah.
But if you're talking about a comeback, a 39-year-old / 40-year-old coming back off a torn Achilles kind of seems like the definition of coming back.
Right. The DeMar Hamlin really confuses me because he was a finalist a year ago.
Right.
And lost to Joe Flacco, who only played like five games but was phenomenal, obviously, for the Browns. But like, how is he, again, a finalist?
I don't know.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand any of this. Now, there's a thing called Polymarket. Polymarket is what correctly predicted the election. They do it with sports now. And the overwhelming favorite to win the NFL Comeback Player of the Year Award, you guys want to guess?
Sam Darnold.
You say Sam Darnold? He is not the overwhelming favorite.
Who is it?
It is not Sam Darnold. Fake Sean, do you want to guess?
DeMar Hamlin!
It's not DeMar Hamlin. I did that on purpose because Loogie was so excited to talk. And then when I said fake Sean, you could see he's like, oh, crap, okay. Loogie, what's your opinion?
DeMar Hamlin.
It's not. It's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is the overwhelming favorite to win NFL Comeback Player of the Year.
Because he was, he would have been an MVP candidate if the team didn't stick.
By the way, he is a finalist for MVP.
Which is crazy. But
he's not going to win.
He's not going to win. He's going to finish fourth or fifth. Who knows? But he should have been because he played so well. But the team was bad.
But Joe Burrow played 10 games last year. Aaron Rodgers played 3 snaps. Like, how are we? I know Burrow's had a great year.
Played 10 games at the beginning. He didn't play 10 games at the end.
10 is a lot more than multiple snaps.
Yeah, but he got hurt.
Come on.
Do you want the official language on Comeback Player of the Year? Yes. Mike Darnold's allowed?
Yeah.
Okay. So apparently voters have been told like they want to be leaning on injury, but it is, quote, the spirit of the AP Comeback Player of the Year is to honor a player who has demonstrated resilience in the face of adversity by overcoming illness, physical injury, or, quote, other circumstances that led him to miss playing time in the previous season. And this article goes on to say Darnold would be part of the other circumstances if it's considered he was stuck with bad organizations prior. I'm not lying. That's
a
pro football.
But how is Aaron Rodgers not a finalist, though? Like, whatever about Sam, like Aaron Rodgers? And I'm not even an Aaron Rodgers stand on this.
You know why?
Why?
People forget he's coming back. He never went away.
Mm-hmm. He missed an entire season.
No, right? I think what Sean is saying is that he was so omnipresent. He didn't realize he wasn't playing. No, you did, obviously.
You realized, but he was so in the limelight, he never took a beat to go away for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think it's hurt him.
I vehemently disagree with that.
Oh, no, it's the wrong decision. He should win it.
He should win it?
Maybe Joe Burrow actually deserves to win it, but Aaron Rodgers should at least be a finalist.
I will not lose sleep over this. I just saw it, I was like, this is stupid. Let me express my opinion. But I promise you, when I put my head on the pillow tonight, I'll be thinking a hell of a lot more about Pete Alonso than I will Aaron Rodgers not being a finalist for DPOY. That's defensive. No, that's combat. CPOY.
My God.
What the hell are you talking about?
CPOY. Comeback Player of the Year. Todd is in Mattawan, New Jersey. What's shaking, Todd? Hello,
hey,
Todd.
Hey, guys. What's up? Love the show, Tinky. Huge Giants fan. I'm a 50-year-old lifelong Met fan and very disappointed with this whole Pete Alonso. But wanted to get your take on it, Evan.
Yeah.
What if Toronto signs Pete and then Pete has an entire year to become best friends with Vlad and talk him out of coming to the Met?
That's another fear to throw out there. I'm actually not worried about that. Because I don't think, as much as that sounds funny and makes sense, I don't think players are actually doing that. I think players understand it's a business. That's why no Yankee called Juan Soto for the most part. That's why I don't know how much Met recruiting has been done for Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
I think players allow players to do their business and hope things work out in their favor.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. If someone asks for an opinion, they'll give it to you.
Right.
And if Vlad directly says, hey, Pete, calls him up independently for whatever reason, what's it like? He'll tell him. I don't think he's going to say, but don't sign here.
No, I think...
Because it's all about, it becomes money.
Right.
Don't mess with other guys' money.
Right. If the Mets make Vladimir Guerrero Jr. as a free agent next year, the biggest offer, he'll likely be a Met. I think what's going to be really interesting with Pete, if he does sign with Toronto or another team, is how he handles the press conference. You pointed this out earlier. Pete has said some brutally honest things in the past. I cited this recently, how after, I think, the 19 season, or maybe it was after the 20 season, he accused Major League Baseball of doctoring balls based on free agency.
Yeah, I remember.
That's something Pete Alonso said. So I wonder if at his press conference, announcing he's a Blue Jay or wherever, if he says, yeah, I don't think they wanted me back. I took it personal. And he could very well say that. I don't know if he will. He may decide to take the higher road and say, ah, it's business. It didn't work out. I love my time with New York. What can you do? Which is essentially what DeGrom said.
Yeah.
I mean, DeGrom basically said it didn't work out. He didn't say anything negative about New York or the Mets.
He didn't make himself dislikable to the Met fan that still wanted to support him.
No, I think people with DeGrom just assumed, A, he wasn't worth the years because of health, which so far they've been right about. And then B, there was this, he doesn't really want to be here feel. But when DeGrom comes back, assuming he does come back, the Rangers play at Citi Field this year, but let's just assume there's, you know, he's healthy. There's a video for him. He's going to get a standing ovation. And look, I think time helps with that.
Of course.
If it was right after, maybe there would have been some boos, though I doubt it. In Pete's case, I think the reaction to him is going to be based on what he says and how much money he ends up getting. If that money is similar, he's going to get crap. Like, some will criticize the Mets, too. And I will criticize both. I'll just be transparent. I'll probably rip everybody. Like, why couldn't you work this out? But Pete, I think a lot of people are going to say he didn't want to be here.
Right. It'll be Pete first, and then Scott Boras, and then eventually he'll get around to the Mets.
Evan is calling from Jersey. What's up, Evan?
What's up, Ev?
Hey, Evan. So Evan to Evan, right?
Yes.
I'm talking. I have some deep intel from the inside because I know someone, which I obviously can't say the name.
Oh, yeah. We got inside information now. On this program, our inside information is always accurate, okay? We have an impeccable track record, including that caller who said Juan Soto's leaving the Yankees because he doesn't like Aaron Boone. He may not dislike Aaron Boone, but he did leave the Yankees. So, Evan, tell us your inside information. I am sure it's 100% accurate. Go ahead.
So, listen, Pete Alonso is not going back to the Mets, and he's not going to the Blue Jays.
Who?
What I did hear, though, is that he's very interested for some weird...
What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members.
Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Reason in the Chicago Cubs.
Okay. I mean, it's not a weird reason. They're good. Right. They added Kyle Tucker. Yeah, made a trade for Ryan Pressly. Like, okay.
Wasn't that bantied about last year?
It was a trade rumor about a year ago that the Cubs would make a trade for him, like Christopher Morel. Now, they do have Michael Busch, who's a nice young player, so I guess they could move guys around. But, yeah, I don't think Chicago has been a team we've heard. So that's your intel that Alonso is signing with the Chicago Cubs?
That's not it, but the reason he's not going back is that he's jealous of everything going on about Juan Soto this and Lindor this, how they're going to be great together. And it's more on like, oh, let's build this team around like, he's something about Latin and he's the culture that's going on now because Alonso's now getting jealous of Soto and how everything's going on and they're trying to build the Mets around them too.
Interesting. Well,
I don't know if we'll ever know an answer to that.
No, we'll never know the answer, but let me ask you this hypothetically. Not hypothetically, actually. If you are Pete Alonso, okay, and you can put yourself in Pete's shoes, right, because you were a tremendous New York athlete. If all of a sudden, and the Giants didn't do this, but let's say they did, NFL was built differently.
Right.
They just start adding superstars, and Tiki's forgotten about. And they're like, oh, no, we like Tiki. He's a career Giant. He's great. He's good. But, oh, we just added. I'm trying to think, like, superstar in 2000. Right. Like, who was the best wide receiver in the NFL in 2000?
Randy Moss.
We got Randy Moss. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Then they go out, and they had like a nut.
He already had Plexico, so it didn't matter.
Yeah, that was right. Would that cause a bitterness of, wait a second, because you're a professional athlete, you're competitive. I'm as good. Why are we always going so crazy about this guy and that guy? Right. I'm Pete Alonso. Well, like, is that jealousy a real potential thing?
If it's not threatening your job directly, which, by the way, the Giants did do multiple times, especially drafting the Heisman Trophy winner, but as long as it's not threatening your job, and it's going to make you better. It's going to make you try to rise to that level and be that much better. I'd still say I'm the star, and I want to be even more famous or more popular than whoever the star is they bring in. That's the natural reaction.
Yeah, come back and prove you're better.
Right.
I mean, the reality is, and I don't know if Scott Boras has this conversation with him or if Pete Alonso is able to compute this. We are, because we're just very matter-of-fact on this. The market doesn't like Pete Alonso.
No.
First basemans aren't loved by this market. So Juan Soto gets $755 million because everybody wants him. That's why Francisco Lindor is one of the best shortstops in all of baseball. MLB Network came out with their rankings yesterday. Whether he's second, third, or fourth, he's one of the best. And he gets paid as such. Pete Alonso, as much as I like him and I'll defend him, is not that. So I love Pete. I put my arm around him and say, bro, it's just, you're not them.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye to SNY Baseball Night in New York, presented by Tri-State Cadillac, is coming up next on SNY. So if that is causing a bitterness, and I don't think it is. I think what's causing the bitterness is the offer. I think he looks at himself and says, I'm not asking for $755, but no, I deserve more than 3 years, $60 million.
Yeah, but the market's saying you don't.
Right.
And now that he let himself get the free agency, hired Scott Boras, the market is going to dictate what he's going to make.
Yes.
Period.
And that's something you got to deal with. Yep. And you can't be bitter at the Mets because for right now, the Mets are playing it to the market.
Right. And nor should they outbid themselves if nobody else is actually going over it.
Right. Joe is in Tom's River. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Evan, didn't you say most of the year that Aaron Rodgers sucked?
Yes, that is true.
So how can he be the comeback player of the year?
Because he didn't even play last year.
Yeah.
He ripped up his Achilles at 40 years old.
Year. I mean, he was coming back from sucking last year, even though he didn't play.
All right, he had a decent season. I mean, he threw for 3,897 yards, 28 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions. It's not MVP worthy.
No.
But it's not horrible.
I was disappointed in Aaron Rodgers' performance this year, okay? I think him not coming up big or him throwing the inopportune interception contributed to a lot of their losses. I will stand by all of that, everything I felt and said over the course of this season. I can separate that, though, and then say, hey, the guy came off a torn Achilles. He's 40 years old. He's the comeback player of the year. It's not Joe Burrow who played 10 games last year. I'm sorry. It's not Sam Darnold who all of a sudden became good with good coaching. It's not. It's not DeMar Hamlin who was playing last year. Like, I'm being fair.
It's probably Joe Burrow.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. He played last year.
But he got hurt at the end of the year.
Okay, Aaron got hurt as the season was beginning.
I know that, but still.
Who's the comeback player of the year, Sean?
Dobbins.
J.K. Dobbins? Mm. Hey, fake Sean, who's the comeback player of the year?
Daniel Jones is the comeback player of the year! To be behind that offensive line and actually win a game with this team, it's Daniel Jones!
I did receive an email from a listener, a loyal listener, saying that every time fake Sean talks, his infant gets very excited because he thinks it's Elmo on the radio.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
That excites you, Sean. You like that?
It does. You know, because I like seeing kids happy. If a fake version of me is making a kid happy thinking it's Elmo, I think the bit is worth it.
Have your daughters heard fake Sean yet?
God, no. And nor will they.
Really? I was going to ask you to do us a favor.
Why?
Why? I don't want them falling in love with Tommy doing a fake voice of me. And then I get taunted in my own house. Daddy sounds like Elmo.
Just
I can't have that.
One little favor, okay?
What? What?
Can you just take a video? Take a video of your daughters, uh-huh. Okay? Uh-huh. We're not going to put this out there. It's private. You don't have to put your daughters out there. A video of your daughters hearing fake Sean and say, hey, this is fake dad on the radio, and play it for them so we can see their reactions to it.
Okay. I'll work on that later for sure.
Will you do that?
I will do that, yes.
That's very nice, because I think they're going to get a kick out of it. Like, I think they're going to be like, daddy, that's funny. Like, I think they're going to love it.
Okay. I got to do them separate. They're being flu separated right now.
No, I totally understand, man. I totally understand. I keep everybody healthy. We miss you, Sean. I do. I want to give you a hug. When can I give you a hug? Well, you come back tomorrow? I got to wait till Monday.
Monday, I've been told I'm coming back into the studio, but I don't want a hug from you. Your beard got me sick.
Well, my beard did not get you sick.
And let's be honest, with your immune system, don't hug Sean for a month.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I get
especially
sick a lot.
Especially coming off your Saturday that you got coming. Just don't hug Sean, please.
Yeah.
No hugging.
I got to be honest.
Oh, my God, that'd be brutal. Yeah.
I miss Sean. Like, it's been a while.
He's right there. You're looking at him right now on the TV.
I am. It's so funny. So, he's on Zoom, right? I don't know if you guys could tell through the beauty of technology. He's at home, but he's doing the show. He feels good enough to do it. So Anthony Gallo does digital here, was able to put up his Zoom image on our big screen TV. So Sean's image and his head is so freaking big in our studio.
Yeah.
It's like Oz from The Wizard of Oz. Like, it's gigantic.
Pale. So just like a big egg. You know what I look like? I really look. Who's the one that fell off the wall and had
Humpty
a big
Dumpty.
Yeah, I look like I'm even looking at it. I got real Humpty Dumpty vibes right now. I can only imagine on the big screen.
Oh, my God. How massive is that?
That is, I mean, it's like right in our face, too.
It's like
I think your head is bigger than our actual head.
It is. And it's so big and it's so white. Like, it's the whitest head I've ever seen.
A big white head. I need a tan in the worst way. You're right. This has been a big revealing week for me today.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the lighting or not, but I mean, my God, have you ever seen anything this white? I mean, look at that thing. Look at that head.
Yeah. Wait till you see my butt cheeks.
I'm going to pass on that one. Thank you, though.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.